Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
The shorthanded Packers pulled off a Motown miracle last week that may have saved a season on the brink, at least for now.
You had the feeling something was in the air when trailing 20-0 midway through the third quarter in Detroit, the Packers turned a James Starks fumble into a Randall Cobb TD recovery for the first Green Bay score of the game. Then Julius Peppers made this sack and strip of quarterback Matthew Stafford. Rookie linebacker Jake Ryan recovered. Three plays later, Rodgers found Devontae Adams on the post, and the Packers were back in the game, trailing 20-14. In the first half, the Lions kept Rodgers in the pocket with a disciplined pass rush. But in the second half, Rodgers was able to break contain on occasion, and when he turned the corner on this fourth quarter escape, the pack was back to within two. But by the time the Packers' offense got the ball back, they had just 23 seconds and no timeouts left. That would not be enough time to win in regulation. The lateral play ended up with Rodgers being tackled by Devin Taylor as time expires, but a fortuitous flag for a face mask penalty on Taylor gave the Packers one more shot. An extra untimed down, and from there it was magic. Rodgers scrambled to his left, then back to his right, and threw up a veritable rainbow. Richard Rodgers was the pot of gold in the end zone at the end of that rainbow in the Packers' incredible 27-23 come-from-behind victory.
Did the Packers really save their season on an extra play in Detroit last week? Only time will tell. Next up, the Tony Romo-less Dallas Cowboys come to Green Bay in a rematch of a dramatic playoff game from last winter. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.